Blog Talk Radio.
You're good. What are you doing?
Well, didn't we end up not, like, getting Gab or whatever? Did we do that? Or no, it was a guitar.
No, no, that wasn't, but that wasn't that song. He didn't do, he
it
didn't
was
do Grocery.
Yeah. What was the song then?
It was The Skin of My Teeth parody.
He did that too? No, but he recorded, re-recorded the guitars for Grocery for us as well.
Are you sure? Because the guitars on there
yeah.
sound like synthesizers, if you listen to it.
I think because we never, like, we fucked up the edit, but because it was a big drama. We did it behind Frank's back and then showed it to him, and then they got really upset.
Oh, okay. I must have blocked that out.
Because you were like, this does not sound like what I want it to sound like.
What was the name of that band that he was in with that guy, Mike, the synth player?
Beacon Murder. Oh, synth player?
No,
oh,
it was like a power metal band. Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of fucking bands. We could make like a whole Metallica cover album. All these bands. How many more are there?
All right.
Is Frank on the Wikipedia page? We can look it up.
Okay.
Hold on.
What time is that guy coming?
6:30.
Okay.
Let me just, hold on. Before you start recording, let me test the intro.
Did someone say something?
Talking, words.
Thanks. I hear you good.
We don't hear the intro, by the way, Rob.
Yeah.
Go. This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. Welcome.
You hear it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay, so I'm recording, and then I do the live, I press more live on YouTube?
Live on custom streaming device.
And it'll automatically do it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me record.
Recording in progress.
You ready? Okay.
Go! This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Instagram was down all day yesterday. Not cool, bro. Where am I supposed to go for all those hot shots of Noah riding horses now? Daddy needs his sexy saddles. The Metal Injection Livecast starts now.
Damn! Chucky B is getting a little horny. Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. It's Rob. Along with horse riding Noah.
Yeehaw!
And horse injecting Sydney.
Chuck is a equine enthusiast, that's all.
And horse eating Darren.
And not anymore. That's red meat. I can't.
We learned so much. Welcome to the live cast. Rob, I already said it. I already introduced myself. We can move on. Let's stop horsing around, fellas and ladies. And let's get to the show. If you want to be a part of the show, give us a ring. 213-WIDE-NUT. That's 213-943-3688. And it's been an interesting week already. Yesterday, the big news of the day that was on every news source and every channel and every person I talked to was that Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp were down. Oh, no!
All at the same time?
Yeah. Well, yep. They're all owned by the same company. They're all on the same servers. And I have to say, I have a lot of sympathy for the developers there because
Hi, Rob. Self-esteems were much higher yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, sure. That's not. I mean, just the people dealing with the DNS issues, because that is the least fun thing to do, and it's not something where it's like a switch that you could just turn on and off. It's basically like the internet phone book, and you have to kind of update your phone number, and all the internet providers have to go and refresh and like make sure they're pointing to the right phone number. So it took a few hours, and that's my nerd explanation of what happened to the Facebook. But it was great for me. I loved it. No alerts. No
loved it too.
I mean, on top of that, also working at Facebook is like the non-wrestling version of working for Vince McMahon. So I feel like that made pressure situation a lot harder, probably.
But I mean, if you work at Facebook, you've made the choice to align yourself with the evil empire. So
sure,
true.
Yeah, no, I mean that's a fact. But also, still can't be easy.
Yeah, no.
Also, you might have been joining to kind of make better change. Like, okay, yes, it is evil, but maybe I can go and do like some modicum of good stuff. Mm.
Have you ever worked for a company before?
Yes, I have.
Come on.
You keep waiting for his company to fire him. They still won't do it.
Yeah. I heard that Robert Pasabini's a real terrible worker, man. Got to get rid of this guy.
Well, like how Rob thinks that employees can implement change. That's how long he's been working for himself.
Well, yeah. It is true. It's been a while. But in fairness, I would say, like, I'm hesitant to like, dunk on people for that kind of naivete because it's, like, good naivete, I would say.
Yeah, and also it depends what department you work in.
It is naivete, though. Let's get that out of the way. No,
how long before,
she's
like,
right.
You have to accept defeat on that and just, like, I guess.
Oh,
I
like a year.
Change.
2 years.
A year, okay. So anyone who's been there more than a year, we have no sympathy for them. But if they're a new hire, we still feel bad.
Like, I feel like it depends on the department. Like, with Google, there's plenty of fun, awesome departments in Google to work in, and there's a not-so-fun ones.
I know, but it's like what Sid said. You're going into it knowing that you're working for an evil company with evil intentions.
Or a successful company with good salaries.
That usually the two are linked, sadly.
Sure. I don't know why I'm defending Big Corp here on the show.
Well, I don't necessarily.
Are you getting those Zucker bucks, Rob?
Well, I mean, in all fairness, I feel like without Facebook, the metal injection business model would implode. So
even now, though, like I mean, maybe I didn't understand 5 years ago, but isn't it diminished somewhat?
It's diminished a little bit, but no, the majority of our traffic still comes from Facebook. I think it's just because we built up such a large following there that, you know, we have like 1.2 million likes for metal injection.
So. I wouldn't have guessed that didn't dwindle a lot.
It's certainly like it's a lot less than it was, let's say, in 2015, 2016, which was just the wild west of insane traffic.
Yeah.
It was just like a joke, like, here, look at me post something and watch our traffic just blow up. But now it's not that easy. But still, it's a very significant amount. So I'm sure that's what's so crazy about Facebook now. It's so ubiquitous that it wasn't just Facebook that was affected. It's all these other businesses. If you think about how many businesses rely on Facebook to, like, beyond just, you know, T-shirt companies or, you know, websites, media companies like Metal Injection and other sites. There's just meetups and, like, you know, like get-togethers in group situations.
Who cares?
What do you mean meetups and institutions?
Like shows get promoted on there, and, you know, you could buy tickets through Facebook and all that stuff.
Oh, who cares?
Thank you.
Didn't want to cut Rob off.
There's a pandemic. Let people not go to shows. That's fine. Maybe that outage saved a few lives.
Or stop. Don't use Facebook anymore. Use something else.
That too.
What should they use?
Kerrang! Magazine.
That's Parler. Not a social network.
I don't know.
Do they still have like a print edition of Kerrang?
No.
Oh.
No.
They just after the pandemic they stopped doing it.
So it's Facebook only now.
Metal Edge.
Metal Edge is long dead.
Dude, I'm surprised it lasted that long, though, until 2019, 2020?
What, Metal Edge?
Kerrang.
Oh, Kerrang. Oh, well, it's a website. It's still a website. It's UK-based, though, and I feel like the rock culture there is a little more mainstream, so I'm not as surprised.
Is Hit Parader still a thing?
Hit Parader's actually been relaunched. It's not fully launched yet, but...
Mm.
It's kind of a thing.
Exciting.
How about Tiger Beat?
That's not my wheel.
What about YM Magazine?
I don't even
modern.
Young. I thought it was Young Ms. I thought it was Ms. Magazine for teenagers. Is that not right?
I thought it was Young and Modern.
I've heard both. I don't remember which one is the right one, though, but I've heard both.
Okay. Young and Modern.
Let us know next week, Sid.
I will do some research. I'll dig in.
Wouldn't that be YAM if it was Young and Modern? That'd be like maybe there would be some cross branding issues with like Sweet Potato Magazine. So they didn't go with that.
Rob, are you all right?
Frozen.
I'm A-OK. Yeah. No, I'm good. I wanted to talk about some of the news going on in the world today.
Oh.
First, let's start with some rock news. Of course, chime in on the news. Give us a call. 213-WIDENET, 213-943-3688. And one of the big stories, I guess, is that David Lee Roth announced his retirement from music.
No.
Which couldn't come 5 years too soon.
Why does he have to announce it?
Because then he could sell tickets to his farewell shows.
Right. That's the thing. I mean, he's not yet retired. He's retiring after a series of shows.
Yeah.
Thank you for the clarification, Sid. So I believe it was right. It's not a tour. It's a residency in Las Vegas.
Cardinal phase. That's what we talking
I think right before the pandemic, he started a residency in Vegas.
Are you saying he started the pandemic? You're saying there's some kind of connection, Rob?
Wasn't Ozzy Osbourne that ate a bat on stage? Maybe it's maybe the story got mixed up.
Damn it.
That's David Lee Roth telling us to shut up.
He's honking at you.
He's like, no, stop talking about retirement. No, I think we played some audio, and he sounded almost as bad as Vince Neil.
Is this our fault somehow, his retirement? Is this the LifeCast curse?
I don't know.
Do you think someone played him our riff?
I mean, he's still alive.
For now.
His career, though.
Maybe he's planning a Gigi Allen kind of thing where at the end of his farewell show, he just offs himself.
Ooh. Does that mean if he's going to do that, does he have to like eat scat on stage too? Or is that just you can only do the suicide part?
I mean, it's up to he could. I mean, if it's something you've always been curious about, I mean, might as well do it right before. It's not like there's going to be consequences at that point.
Walk around.
You're going to get salmonella.
A little pimple peenie flapping around on stage.
Like say David Lee Roth also has a pimple peenie.
I mean, if he wanted to keep the tradition alive, he should get surgery and live up to the legacy.
Damn, I don't know that he's that true.
We've never seen Gigi Allen's dick hard, have we?
That's a fair point, Rob.
I'm sure that
could very much
be
a grower.
I'm sure that's out there if you want to go looking, Rob. I'm sure there's a website that has that footage.
You know, Rob, you I have to. You know what? You made a great point. I shouldn't little pee-pee shame. It could just be in a flaccid state. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It was absolutely in a flaccid state.
So I mean, I'm sorry. What I should say is it could be just because of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're
rest
right.
In peace, Gigi Allen.
When you're right, you're
right. Wow. That's a bold statement right there.
Why?
Because he's a horrible person. I don't know that we want him to rest in peace.
What made him so horrible?
I mean, sex assault and things of that nature.
Okay,
oh, have like a very clean track record. Yeah,
I thought he was a lot of theatrics and shit. I didn't know that he actually.
I think there was definitely because I remember when I worked at the punk rock record store that I worked at, my boss refused to sell any Gigi Allen albums because he was the rapist.
Oh wow, I never knew that.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that serious.
I
remember the documentary
time and stuff. There's definitely.
Maybe it was just your boss's thing that he had against him. Maybe they went to high school together and Gigi Allen got famous and your boss ended up working in a record store.
Well, he ran a record label. The record store was just like an offshoot of that.
Are we breaking the story? Are we going to get him canceled? Are we going to get Gigi Allen canceled?
Posthumously?
If anyone's already canceled or who wouldn't give a shit if he was canceled.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Other than Seth Putnam, I can't think of anyone who would care less than that.
There was a documentary on Showtime not too long ago about him, Gigi Allen. Mm. And it was maybe the least flattering self-produced doc.
Oh,
it wasn't
God.
Self, obviously he didn't produce, his family produced it because his younger brother, basically his life is essentially exploiting Gigi Allen's name. Like he'll sell merchandise. There was something where he basically makes art with his own shit and sells it and like comes up with anything to sell, like shit on anything to sell it. And people buy it, I guess. It's the weirdest thing. It's so unflattering.
I mean, it would take like two or three people to buy something I made out of my own feces for me to think that was a successful business. Any number above zero. And it's like, whoa, there's an audience for this. Cool.
anything above zero is just a gift from the heavens. But it's like it's like a cameo then. It's like, here's my, you know, these shoes that don't fit my feet anymore. Shit on this. And no. It's a crappio. It should just be like you send him things and he just shits on them.
Let me read this blurb from G.G. Allen's Wikipedia page, by the way. He did in 1993, he did an interview on the Jane Whitney show where he stated that he could sleep with 12, 13, and 16-year-old girls, boys, and animals.
Ew.
And claimed that he raped both women and men at his concerts.
See, if I heard that and we didn't have this discussion, I would say that's just G.G. Allen on
a gimmick.
Show, like being
yeah, he's playing a character.
It's certainly possible.
Yeah.
I'm saying that wouldn't occur to me that.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's just saying that. So also, like, if you were doing that, would you be saying that on a TV show?
He
but
was
I guess
insane,
maybe.
So yeah, that was sort of his mystique.
Wait, so
I mean,
really
he definitely,
answer.
Like, threw piss and shit at people at his shows. It was like Gallagher, but with bodily fluids, so you don't want to be in the front row of a G.G. Allen concert.
But I would say that's even though that's incredibly disgusting and horrible, there's no, like, long-term... If you're not doing long-term damage to anybody by throwing. It's just gross.
Yeah.
But raping children is like on another tier from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I feel like the people that go to a G.G. Allen show know what they're getting into.
Yes.
Or would after the first few times, you know.
you throw shit at me 4 or 5 times, I'm gonna finally realize I'm gonna move back up a couple of rows.
There's got to be that one or two guys in the audience that bring a tarp, like they're going to see Gallagher.
Yeah.
And other guys who
Gore.
Bring a cup.
Oh no!
Catch it in.
GG cup.
Sorry, Rob.
No problem. We'll talk a little bit more about this David Lee Roth retirement in a few minutes, but we have someone in the waiting room. I want to bring him in.
G.G. Allen.
Oh, no.
That's next week.
It's one of the musicians of the band that we all thrashed last week. And the name of the band?
Dark Saga.
Thank you. I knew it was Dark Something, but I drew a blank. Let's bring him in.
All right. Brandon should be in
Brandon,
here.
There we go.
He is.
Hi.
Hey. Hey. Hi, this is not Brandon. This is Jordan. This is my boy. Here, Brandon, who recorded the record with us.
Hey. I was going to say, you didn't look like your picture there.
This is the guy that recorded the first record with me a few years ago, and, you know, I've been with studio with him for a long time, so this is Brandon.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Brandon.
What's going on?
Hi, Brandon.
I like your chair.
I had that chair, a different color.
I got a little orange theme going on in my studio here. My the foam in the booth is orange, and I got a bunch of, like, orange bean bags and all that.
Cool.
Please.
Where are you guys calling us from?
We are in Ridgewood, Queens, New York. That's where the
nice.
Oh, Ridgewood.
Some of us are in Brooklyn.
Yeah, it's kind of like on the border of that between Queens and Brooklyn, like Bushwick area.
Mm-hmm.
That's where this is probably just for Rob, but that's where the doghouse was, like right there. It was in we used to go to this wrestling gym to try to shoot a show, and many years ago. It was right there,
I was just
right
in
there.
Ridgewood, and I was blown away at how old I felt being there, because everyone, like, that's where all the young people, that's the only affordable place now for young people to live, I feel.
It's a new Bushwick. It used to be like...
Before it was Williamsburg, everyone got priced out of Williamsburg, moved down to Bushwick. Now Bushwick is the new Williamsburg, and everyone's pushed that down further into Bushwick or Ridgewood.
Pretty soon we're going to be in Canarsie, right?
Canarsie's gonna get popping all of a sudden, but that's enough geography talk. I want to mention that last week on the show we played a game called Thrasher or Trash It, where we asked Metal Injection listeners to send us some Muzak, and we would judge it live on the air. And one of the bands was in fact your band, and we all very much liked it. And what was the song that we played? I don't remember the name of it.
It's called In Terror We Thrive.
In Terror We Thrive.
Yep.
Now, so I wanted to play a few seconds of it one more time just to kind of remind our listeners before we get into this interview. So if you can allow me a moment. And...
it literally was a few seconds of it.
Well, that's how the game is played.
Yeah.
Yeah. We
I forgot my sound. Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, let me play a little more.
Yeah.
So that's Dark Saga. Say that again, please.
That's definitely one of my favorite songs to play for sure. A lot of fun to play.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to listen to as well. And so we thought, you know, since we all liked it and we wanted to give you guys a little extra rub, we'd give you we'd do an interview. And since you know, we figured the format of the interview is in the many years that we've done the podcast, a lot of musicians have told us some of the worst questions that they could be asked in an interview, or the most generic ones, I should say.
Which we
try to avoid usually. But here, since you guys are a newer band and likely not been interviewed as much and jaded, we're going to ask you every generic music question we can come up with.
Oh, no!
All right?
Oh, sorry.
We think you'll like it, though.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm expecting it anyway.
First question, what are your influences?
Well, it's actually not really as cut and dry as you would think, because a lot of people said to me that I've been playing over the years, they gave me like comparisons, like a System of a Down structure with the vocals, kind of like a Serge Tankian, you know, but it's like an old school way of him doing it, you know what I'm saying? Like you're doing his style of vocals, but in an old school 80s way. And that's how it translated. But my influences are like Priest, Maiden, Slayer, Megadeth, you know, King Diamond, Metallica, you know, the general suspects. But then I have a lot of weird ones like, you know, I like Emperor, like a lot. I like that atmosphere in terms of, you know, spreading out the sound. It's like you said, like a multi-layer cake. Like it's a multi-layer of things. It's not just one specific band, one specific influence. I just want to like, let me throw the kitchen sink at it. So it's like kitchen sink metal in a way.
And how did you come up with your band name?
It was one of the cool ones that wasn't taken. But, you know, I was the first one that came to mind. And then, you know, it happened to be a, you know, an album, one of my favorite albums from one of my other band that everyone knows.
What's the name of that band?
Eistrith,
yeah. So then, you know, at that time, you know, one of my favorite bands. But it was just a cool name. I'm like, hey, let me keep it. It's a really good name to have. It's a really strong name to have for a band.
Jordan, who sings in your band? That was you singing and you play guitar?
And on that one, I played the guitar, bass, and the leads. The only thing I didn't do was the drums. And I want to give a shout out to Bill Angelini, who did the drums for the record. Thank you, brother. You know, you're my friend for life.
I want to play a one-man project.
It was a one-man project with just somebody who was helping me with the drums, one of my close friends.
I wanted to ask a follow-up question, because you said Iced Earth used to be one of your favorite bands. Does that imply that they're not anymore, and does that have anything to do with the Capitol riots?
Yeah, it has a little bit of it to do with that. I thought it was a bad decision for him to do something like stupid like that for your music career. That there are better ways for you to be vocal of things you're passionate about without going to jail for it.
Hmm.
I thought that was kind of really reckless behavior, but... You know, we all make mistakes.
Yeah. Sure.
Have you considered
now that
he's in jail, have you considered taking Iced Earth as your band name since it's possibly available?
No.
I don't think it's available.
Oh, damn it.
Not yet.
Yeah.
You're a young guy. Just wait till it goes into public domain, like 47 years.
The name I have is fine, and I've already, you know, got the rights to it. So, I mean, it's a perfect name for me to have.
Okay, so I have another generic question. What made you want to pick up the guitar?
Well, initially when I first played music, I got into playing guitar very late in my early 20s. I really didn't pick up guitar when I was younger. I had no inclination to play. The first thing I did was sing when I was like 16, 17. I started practicing, making songs and stuff.
Wow.
But, you know, I was in bands and I just wanted to songwrite, really. I just wanted to write songs. It was just that basic.
So you say that you started singing at 16. Does that mean that maybe you were like in high school musicals? Like, did you do anything with singing?
No, I was just literally just practicing in my room, singing songs over and over again, practicing my chops and trying to get them up. You know, just your typical, just practice till you get it.
And you were practicing
for
like...
Just for fun.
Okay.
So has there ever been an actual band? Like, have you played live?
I played live a bunch of shows. I used to play live, like it was like before I recorded this particular thing. You know, and then I had some health issues the last, you know, a couple of years. I had neck injury that I deal with, but I'm getting better now. But I was in other bands. I was in this band called Cryptorum back in the day. You know, we were just a typical crappy sounding garage band at the time. Then I was in a band called Usurp the King. And then there was another band later on called Unrelenting Force. So I was in other bands, you know, just playing shows every now and then. I played a secret show with Death Angel over at Old Blackthorn. We played a secret show with them when they played As Killers One. You know, we were like their co-headliner with them. It was a fun show to play. We played a show with King's X and Shadows Fall. So I've been out there, you know, playing with bands. I know some people, you know, so it's just something I materialized in my 20s and say, hey, why don't I actually do something with this instead of just staying at home all day? And, you know, it turned out to be something pretty chill.
I have a cliche kind of question. So the person who submitted your band to our show, Breast Milk, said that they just had joined the band. So like in a sort of Paige Plant kind of way, like how did you meet Breast Milk and what's the story behind that?
Craigslist.
Oh.
Craigslist. Okay. Wow.
So you can get Breast Milk on Craigslist. That's good to know.
I'm really like, you know, I don't want to shame the vegans out there, but I guess it's all right.
You got to make up a story, man. You got to get rid of the Craig. It's cool. It's a cool story. But when the media starts getting at you, you got to make up like, you know.
How, are you kidding?
Well, yeah,
Freddie,
yeah.
It's so old school.
I found it by saving her from train style. Yeah. There we go.
Perfect.
Or out of a burning building. There we go. We'll do something.
There we
like
go.
That.
So was it like missed connections? Did you know?
Oh.
Really, that's simply what happened. You know, just listened to the music, liked it, sent me an email. You know, and she's a really good bass player, got a really good attitude. I just got another person off Craigslist, someone who helps me record, you know, write stuff. And he's a guitarist, so I'm finding people, you know, I guess, you know, ever since, you know, the end of this pandemic, we're at the tail end of it. So people are just wanting to get into projects, wanting to get themselves out there. We're all like kennel psychopathy dogs, like, oh man, we just want to get out and have fun and have some fun finally. But, you know, that's what's going on. Like, you know, people are hungry to play music now. There's the demand for local music since, you know, a lot of the stuff that happened. So now it's a chance for local artists to have a little bit more chance to do something.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say that, like, you were just selling, like, three gross of, like, one-day expired Oreos. And then someone offered, oh, and by the way, I am also a musician.
I have another generic
existed?
Question.
Oh.
Sorry, Rob. Go ahead, Rob.
How long has the band existed? This particular band, Dark Sock.
This project has existed since we recorded the first album. I had to
Which
take. So 2017 basically was when we had like the final like mix of the record to put out there. But you know, then I had like a little neck injury that I've been battling for the last couple of years, so I've had to like take a break from it, get my health back. But now that I'm back, I'm recording again. We're doing a new EP, 5-song EP. So we have all the guitars and bass done for that. So we're starting the drums. So now we're looking to actually get this project off the ground, performing out in live in front of people.
Will this neck injury prevent you from headbanging at shows or no?
It's more like nerve problems. It's not like structural damage.
Okay.
So it's just, it comes and goes, you know, but hey, we all got little things. We all got little things about us. So we just got to cope with it and do the best we can.
Yeah. I've got a third butt cheek.
Sorry. Sid, go ahead. Say that again.
Rob's got a third butt cheek.
I'm falling on the subway.
Not literally. Jesus.
It just feels good that this has a chance now at spreading some wings, the project, of getting some members, people that are hungry and have the drive for the music, like the love for the music, not just wanting to get paid for it. You know what
right.
I mean? Like that's the reason why I picked up music. I didn't want to get paid. I didn't want to be a rock star. I didn't want to be any sort of that. I just wanted to record music and have fun with it. I didn't want to do anything spectacular or special. But hey, if it happens, great.
Well, that brings me to my generic question. If you could tour with any lineup, what would that lineup be?
What, in terms of like my dream lineup, is like me on stage with them behind me or something?
Like
no,
your
like
band.
Dark Saga opens. Who
yeah.
are all playing this tour?
Why can't they open
or,
for him?
Sure.
Yeah, whatever. However you want to answer this question, I'd love to know.
Any mix of artists that have ever existed that just like if I want to put them in like, you know, my deal.
Let's say the band has to exist because, like, this will be in a year from now. You could put together your own tour with Dark Saga and anybody else.
Oh, also any other bands on the tour?
Like three other bands.
That's a tricky question because, like, it's hard to really fit us in a lot of other bands. We do a little bit of the death metal. We do the power metal for sure. Then we do the regular heavy metal and groove metal too. So, you know, I guess maybe a good band for me to be with on stage would be, I don't know, maybe like a Warbringer would be good. Then I guess maybe like an Into Eternity sort of feel would be nice. You know, that'd be a good vibe with the music and the varying styles. And, you know, I guess we'd round it off would be Megadeth or Anthrax or something would be cool.
Cool.
That's four. Sorry. Yeah. You don't get to tour with them anymore.
It depends on what city. It depends on what. On the East Coast will be Anthrax. West Coast will be Megadeth.
Yes. Okay.
Two different legs of the tour.
Yeah, different legs. Yeah, Megadeth will headline the West. East.
All right. We were going to arrange this for you, by the way, but you said four bands, so we can't now.
But three bands, including me, and I'm the fourth, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Fair enough.
Where could our Metal Injection Livecast fans
keep
hear
up with
more
you.
Dark Saga? Yeah. Where's the social media?
We got the YouTube page with the whole album's on there. Sometimes I even put like little vocal covers of me doing other band songs, like just me recording vocal covers just for fun. I have a bunch more coming in the future from Priest, Maiden. I got a lot of stuff coming on there, updating it. We're going to be doing some videos on there for albums, you know, for members that are in there. You know, I'm going to show you the new faces, you know, maybe a little preview of what's going on. You know, that's it. So, you know, YouTube is there. We got a band camp, and we're going to be opening up a Twitter and Instagram soon or something.
You got to get on the social media. So I want to point out bad
milk.
SEO.
I want to see breast milk.
Bad SEO here, because if you just YouTube Dark Saga, you just get the Iced Earth album. So what should people YouTube?
They should search Dark Saga and Laws, and then it'll be the first thing they put up that comes up.
But it might be about John Schaefer breaking laws, though. That's the problem.
The first video comes up.
No.
That's what it is.
It's true. Dark Saga Laws, you're in.
Yep.
Laws of Oppression is the album. Jordan, thanks for hanging out with us for a few
minutes.
Good luck with the band.
Yeah, it's looking good. The future's bright for us, you know, and hopefully we can talk more in the future. Maybe we can do a sit-down with the record, maybe talk about each song in the future. Who knows?
Yeah, well, we look forward to once you guys have a live show booked, we'll definitely, some of us, probably me, we'll come out and see you guys live.
Sounds great, guys. Thanks for the time. Thanks for giving me the
opportunity. Of course.
Absolutely.
Right. Nice to meet you, Jordan.
Yeah.
All right. Nice to meet you, too. And
All right. Whoa.
I want to give you a little something.
That was great.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. That was Jordan from Dark Saga. Definitely check out the band, YouTube Dark Saga Laws. You could hear more of it.
Yeah, good attitude. I like that.
Yeah.
Very exuberant.
I'm surprised he played all the instruments on the album and sang.
I felt a little bad because he, like, I made a couple of jokes and he seemed to think I was serious. And I felt like kind of shitty then, you know. But,
probably for the best, then.
He was just nervous.
Well, we were talking about David Lee Roth briefly. So he announced his retirement. He's going to be retiring.
Who cares? I'm bringing it back. Just kidding.
Let me just read this. I'm throwing in the shoes. I'm retiring. My first only official announcement. You got the news here with the world. I guess what really surprised me about this is how many people cared. How many people cared? A lot of people cared.
Is it just you?
I don't care. I mean, not that I care in the sense of like, oh, it's news, I got to report it. But, like,
was there a Rockers React?
There was no Rockers React. That's how little I cared about it.
Who gives a fuck?
Was there any like 20-something zillennial pop stars wearing a T-shirt about this news happening?
I want to mention, so his final shows are going to be January 5th, 7th, and 8th. And also on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day at the House of Blues at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. I was at this House of Blues. This is where Psycho Las Vegas was. It was this Mandalay Bay has a pool stage, a arena, like a full-on 13,000-seat venue. And then the House of Blues is like, I don't know, 1,000 people maybe, 800 people? No, the actual venue. It's like any House of Blues. You know, all the House of Blues is basically look the same. They're like McDonald's. So I'm surprised, you know, David Lee Roth, Van Halen, one of the biggest bands of all time.
Well, this isn't Van Halen.
This isn't Van Halen. You're right. This is David Lee Roth at a very small venue. But that was my angle, basically. Like, I was surprised how many people were like, oh, my God, he's retiring, as opposed to like, thank God.
I mean, I'm surprised anyone believes it. Every musician retires, and then 2 years later, there's the reunion tour. Like, and he doesn't even have to reunite with anyone. Well, reunion, he just has to wake up one morning and decide he needs money again. Like, he doesn't have to ask anyone else permission to do this. So,
well,
he'll be back, unless he dies.
Comments on Metal Injection, some fans are guessing or speculating, I should say, that he himself might be sick, and that's why he's retiring. But
sick?
How do we know? Yeah.
What based on what?
Not like sick. Based on just
if he's retiring, it must mean that he's dying.
Yeah.
It's the only reason he would leave the music business.
Oh well, no, there were okay. So there, he talked in that same statement. He talked about Eddie Van Halen and how he's been thinking about the departure of my beloved classmate recently. I'm encouraged and compelled to really come to grips with how short time is, and my time is probably even shorter.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
I thought I might
it's
have
shorter
been
shorter than Steve Van Halen because he died first.
Yeah, he's already dead.
What? Hold on. He addresses that. He says, I thought I might have been the first, frankly. Hey, Ed, objects in the rearview mirror are probably me. And my doctors, handlers, and my handlers compelled me to really address that every time I go on stage, I endanger that future.
Oh. So it's nothing specific. He's just old and contemplating death.
Why does it endanger his future if he has an outlet? A creative outlet. I mean, unless it involves like he has to drink or do drugs before he goes on stage. But
maybe
why is
sort of heart condition?
He attaches electrodes to his testicles before every show to amp him up. That's
a very weird thing. He concludes, "I've given you all I've got to give. It's been an amazing, great run. No regrets. Nothing to say about anybody. I'll miss you all. Stay frosty."
I don't buy
it. Scooby-Doo bat. He also put that in. No, you didn't.
Well, I don't know if you saw the article I found today about a comeback who I can't even believe, but Tattoo. Do you remember Tattoo from
Fantasy Island? The little, little guy?
No.
Oh, you mean all the things you said, running through my head, running through my head.
They were two Russian lesbians, right?
Well, they were pretending to be lesbians.
Oh. Yeah. Like Tegan and Sarah.
Right. Yes. Like the Russian Tegan and Sarah. And
I think
they're
really
back.
Yes.
Oh, so they're coming back and what's like, were there plans for a tour or an album or what's the news?
Well, the news was that they look completely different.
Oh, are they still claiming to be lesbians?
I barely remember how they looked.
Yeah,
I mean, they're older, so they're going to look different. They were children then. But do you think that the reason they're coming back is they heard David Lee Roth was retiring, and they were like, well, now there's a void in musicians who pretend to eat a lot of pussy. So he's got to get
David
back
Lee
out
Roth
there.
Actually eats a lot of poon?
Not as much as he likes us to think that he does. I doubt it.
You think he's exaggerating the amount of poon?
It's an anti-junior
stolen vaginal valor.
Unlike Uncle Junior, who ate lots of pussy and pretended not to.
Yeah, that's right.
The opposite.
Yeah. Different generations, Darren.
It's very true.
Wow, look at this wonderful ad telling me to turn off all the ads.
Can you believe this was 20 years ago when that song came out that we were just singing?
Yeah. Get us out of here. Okay.
Yeah, I believe that. That feels about right, 20 years ago.
It does feel 20 years ago. Yeah, this is one of the rare times we're like, yeah, this was 20 years ago.
No.
So this is what they used to look like. Now I remember. So one of them is a redhead. One of them, like long curly red hair, and the other one had like.
You weren't kidding, man. I'm sorry. They're 37 and 36, so they really were. They were underage then.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh well, yeah, 17 maybe, and 16 then.
Yeah.
Right on the ball.
It was while we were in college. So they might have been like 18 and 19.
Okay.
Lena and Yulia.
Are they really Russian? Yeah. Do we know that? Or are they pretending to be lesbian?
I think they were actually Russian.
No one would pretend to be Russian.
Oh, wow. One of them had a child in 2004 when she was just 19 years old.
Aha.
Yeah, so they were underage.
And one of them was married. So now they're bisexual songstresses.
Wow. Very different looking.
She looks like she would be working at Rasputin on Brighton Beach.
To be fair, yeah, she looks like before, too.
Yeah.
So the before, for our audio listeners, the before just looks like a young Russian girl. The after looks like Real Housewives of Brighton Beach. You know, it's just plump lips, like drawn eyebrows.
Doesn't look like the same person.
I would have never thought it was.
I didn't really read this article, but what you're screen sharing now, there's a factoid about her, which is very weird when asked if she would condemn her own son for being gay, Yulia responded, "Yes, I would condemn him because I believe that a real man must be a real man. A man has no right to be an F word." Despite her strong views, she stated that she didn't have a problem with lesbians.
Better not. You cashed in on it.
Two girls together,
okay. Not the same thing as two men together. It seems to me that lesbians look aesthetically much nicer.
I've heard that people say that before, but that's like just because women look aesthetically much nicer than men do, right?
Yeah, I love women who are misogynists. it's so ridiculous. But no, you read it wrong. It's two girls together, not the same thing as two men together. It seems to me lesbians look aesthetically much nicer.
Yeah.
Oh, and she was in April, she launched a political career as a candidate for Russian conservative United Russia, but was crushed.
I cannot believe that's the same person.
That looks like Kris Jenner. That looks like one of the Kardashians or something.
Right.
That's really terrifying.
Kris Jenner is our nail on the head, which is weird because she's like 30 years younger than Kris.
That's right.
Okay, so tell me Lena is a little bit better these days.
Oh, she looks
Lena's recognizable.
Yeah.
Lena from...
Even the gross Daily Mail points it out. The redhead, who appears to have aged naturally with little...
They still had to get a little shot in there. Yeah. Little to know.
Well, the nose looks a little bit less puffy. But otherwise...
Oh, it could be the angle, though, but I see what you mean. Like, it still has the dot on the end. You would think if she had a nose job.
Okay,
Daily Mail has
a beanie blue check mark.
I'm sorry. I got really caught up in this, but it's gross. I'm sorry.
Unlike Yulia, Lena has shown support for the LGBT community, stating in 2014, "I think everybody should be free to love who they love and be with whom they want to spend their life with." Okay.
It must suck when you're a music partner. You have to answer these quotes because your music partner is a bigoted shithead.
Yeah.
There's people coming. What do you think of what this idiot said, like, last week?
So
that's just damage control.
1999. So let's figure that out.
To be fair, in Russia, like, the redhead is probably the one that's considered politically a shithead. And the conservative one has to answer, "Well, how do you feel about your partner being okay with gay men?"
Good point. Well,
yeah, so they were actually 16 and 17 probably when they started, but then
the same
happened in 22. Oh, okay. So in 2002. Good to know that tattoo girls have gone different
where they are today.
Yeah.
Before we wrap, there's a picture of them kissing.
Grab of their kiss in their video.
Passionate. They are again kissing.
This looks like the most staged kiss, like this photo right here.
Yeah.
It's like the least sensual kiss.
It's just like kissing, like bopping your head to somebody else with just both your mouths open, but no other movement.
Yeah. If Noah had kissed Rob on the bus that time, that's what the kiss would have looked like.
Totally sexy.
I would have accepted it.
This kiss is so boobalicious. Your journal.
Yeah, I feel like he definitely would have looked like that, except with Rob having one hand up.
Oh, hover hand.
Voodoo Chaos in the chat writes, "In the Middle East, not kidding, they were pretty big 20 years ago. I didn't realize they had a big following in the Middle East."
Noah, I have to ask you if you remember this. You wrote a parody of their song. Do you remember doing this?
I remember it with my friend Egg, but I don't remember what the parody was about.
It was called Vodka's in My Head, Running Through My Head, Running Through My Head.
You know something? Basically. For some reason, I thought that was on the live cast, but that was actually from our worst radio show.
Yeah,
our college radio show.
And the only line I remember from that was, Vis lemon or plain? That's it. In the rain, something in the rain. You get lemon or plain.
He's not enough.
Yeah. I'll have to try to find that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Do a remix.
Hello, are you up for it? Up for a remix? Re-recording?
I'm scared. Well, yeah, I guess so. I just don't want to hear it.
It's not offensive. It's the only one that we did probably that's not offensive. It's just about drinking lots of booze.
I love that, like, Russians wouldn't get offended by that stereotype. No, we do drink.
Yeah.
Russians were our whole audience.
Like, we like it, bled.
12 to 19-year-old Russian kids listening to us on VCAT.
Oh, yeah, I remember Blaze and Dro.
Yeah, two little, their biggest fans.
That was 20 years ago, but it really feels like it just happened, like, yesterday.
And like so, like, yeah, they're in their 30s now.
Yeah,
also
just like tattoo.
Yeah.
Imagine that Blaze works for Facebook and he had to like do the DHS server
DNS.
Thing.
Yep.
DNS.
The Department for Homeland Security. They have to go lock up Latino orphans. Bro, they're coming in by the thousands. We have to lock them up.
That's probably what they really are doing. Or they're in jail for like Medicaid fraud.
When I heard we were going to work for ICE, I thought this was going to be Russian diamond necklace gear. What the fuck?
So they've got him on horseback on the border.
We are whipping these Haitians. What is this? This is not what I signed up for. Yeah.
Wait, no. When you were riding horses, was that what you were doing?
Whoa.
I'm together now.
Well, that's a split. It's called a split rein. It's for the horses, not the people.
Oh. Like hay?
Hey.
Oh, so they weren't whipping
hay.
People?
Hey.
The Haitians are okay.
Oh, okay. Hay is for Haitians. Got it.
Hey.
No, hay is for horses, but also Haitians, I guess. Pay to all our Haitians.
No, but it's not okay to whip Haitians. No, Darren, I disagree.
Or horses.
That's a good point.
What if the horse is into it? There's got to be some S&M horses.
I'm not sure horses can consent.
Yeah, nay means nay.
it disappeared. we mentioned him briefly earlier, and another musician who very much could do a retirement, retire. What am I trying to say here?
I think we need to whip Rob with a split rein.
My brain could use a bit of a whip right now. Vince Neil played another solo show. Bless his heart. I think he was just like, oh, it's been a few weeks since I've been in the Metal Injection Live cast and content. Let me go play a show.
He looks like a little boy in this photo. He's wearing like a soccer jersey or something.
It's a Grand Prix. It's at the Long Beach Grand Prix, so it's at a race. So he's wearing a race jersey. And he was invited, and it's actually a very big turnout. And wouldn't you know it, his voice still sounds awful.
I would have never guessed.
And again, you know, we've talked about this a lot, and we ask everybody, it's pretty much unanimous that Vince Neil does not sound good. There's no people out there being like, no, you're so close-minded, he's just doing it differently. Like, no one's defending him. You know, everyone agrees. This is not peak Vince Neil. So I've deduced, and I think all of us have deduced, the only reason he's doing this is he needs the money.
Or right? For like, fun?
Does it look like he's having fun, though?
No.
I don't know.
No.
It doesn't look like he's having fun.
He looks exhausted, Noah.
He looks like he's phoning it in. Well, let's take a look. Could it be for fun? Could it be for money?
Yeah.
There's and also I want to point out, the last time we talked about him, he himself posted some hashtag SponCon, some sponsored content about some fucking clinic in LA where he was getting electroshocks instead of working out. Remember that?
Yes.
So I find it so amusing that it's newsworthy that there's footage of someone being out of breath in public. That's so delightful to me.
No news day, Sid.
They're trying to
check
normalize
it out, guys.
You.
This guy was on the stage and he was out of breath.
I want to give you guys such a great point. Sid. Not only that, this is by far the most visited story on the site today.
Everyone wants to hear him.
By multiples. Everyone wants to see him and feel out of breath. So there's four clips. They're very short.
Oh, God. Now, I'm going to keep my mind open and see if he's enjoying himself or not. I'm not going to bias this.
Okay.
It's Adam Cole, baby.
Oh, you say that to everybody.
I feel like we've heard him say that on other bootlegs that we've watched. Like, you guys are the best fans in the whole world.
Well, I'm a Motley Crue fan. What are you talking about? Do you hate me?
I saw Motley Crue with Anthrax and Megadeth. It was the like when they were touring on the Cryptic Writing. And I remember he said the same thing to us on Long Beach, on Jones Beach. I feel so betrayed.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. This is not even a joke. I think that they shouldn't do that because there's the internet.
Why?
Maybe in like 1967 you can get away with that because only Grateful Dead fans were like walking, going around the country from city to city watching. Everyone else was like, that was their unique show, so who gives a shit? But
well,
you
know what's acceptable? It's acceptable to say best show on the tour because you're not lying because, you know, oh, you said that yesterday. It's like, well, yesterday that was the best show on the tour. Now this show
is keep getting better.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
but you are
fine.
Still shitting on the previous fans that were in the other show.
He already got their money. Fuck them.
That's true. If you don't care, then sure.
Yeah.
You're right.
They were all high anyway. They'll forget by the next time.
High on Botox. Off the cock audience. His speaking voice.
I hate that too. I hate that too when they force you to either like jump or clap.
Oh, yeah, I didn't come here to work.
Yes, exactly.
I can't hear you. Fuck off, so you sing it, asshole.
Oh yeah. Also, like, with is that as loud as you can get? I think you can get louder.
But for a better musician,
Jordan, if you're still listening. When you're out with Dark Saga and you're doing your tours finally, please don't do this to your audience.
Yeah.
We will take you to town. We will remove our thrash.
Yeah.
We'll
revoke our thrash.
Retro thrash, I believe.
We will demand breast milk return the t-shirt we sent her.
Are you
He's just trying to delay having to sing.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
I was trying to say before, his speaking voice is still good.
Has a musician ever, like, you know, the I can't hear you, you could be louder. Has a musician ever, like, did the show because the audience wasn't loud enough? Like, how far do we take that encouragement?
Sorry,
like, no,
you
I really feel like you guys are holding out. I'm done.
Yeah.
Does that ever happen?
Not to my knowledge.
Has an audience ever, like, organized a spontaneous strike and just not – and lowered themselves because he said that? I would do that. Passing out leaflets.
Yeah. I definitely remember going to one show where the singer kept complaining at the audience's reaction, and the audience just didn't give a shit and didn't, like, take the bait and just kept being indifferent.
Was that MGK with the lightsaber?
It was the band Saves the Day. I saw them, and he started playing the new stuff and then complaining that the audience wasn't into it, and the audience just stayed not being into it.
Good.
Yeah.
Sounds like a wedding invitation, Save the Day. Save
the
Day.
The day.
So let's hear more of this guy gasping.
By the way, before you play it, sorry, look at the background there. It's the tattoo made another
oh, yeah.
Lotto.
What is that?
It means tattooed.
Vodka brand, I guess?
Tattooed. It means in Spanish. I don't know what brand. It's a vodka or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Farted. That's what those
this is, oh, my God. Oh. That's looks that kill. I don't know if you know it.
I couldn't tell.
Look, let's try that again.
Looks that kill now.
Oh.
All right.
Is he yodeling?
Maybe.
Wrong show.
Here's a little more. Pulp Fiction? Sam Jackson over here?
We can barely hear it.
Can you fast forward it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I guess this is their intro. Let's see.
No, they just play the entire audio track for Pulp Fiction to kill
yeah.
time.
Oh. Trying to scan ahead here.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, Vince Neil.
Are you?
Definitely need more yodeling in metal.
And he's going to run out of breath just doing all that clapping.
All right. Let me hear you clap a little harder so I don't have to. Come on. You can do better than that.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Back
I'm creepy. Sorry. Did I just hear Buzzy meowing? Oh, no. It's Vince Neil.
Oh, my God.
Oof. He's not even, he's doing that thing. He's doing that thing from before where he's not actually saying the words. I'm out of here.
I like that there's just like a sea of people filming it all hoping that they're the ones whose YouTube clip is going to get on metalinjection.net.
He also did a thing that I love when shitty singers do. Like he went, Hollywood, and then he couldn't hit the high note, so the 1 second later when it goes high again he went down because he tried it and he stumbled. Can you go back a little? I just want to hear that part again. And he starts Hollywood. Oh, I'm not doing that again.
No, I went far too far back.
That's all right, got to it.
Also, this guitarist feels a little off.
Yeah, I can hear it. There we go.
my back.
Coming up.
Hollywood.
This part next. You had to go down.
And then it's a backing track.
Did he just say, somebody get me Medicaid?
Get me Medicaid. Get me my cane.
Oh, sorry. Let's see a little more. Another one. Let's see.
All right.
This drummer's very excited. Cool.
I like this angle better.
Hey, don't see as much of Vince Neil. All right, nice backing track. Okay. Noah, when you said he looked like a young boy in the beginning, it's like, yeah, because they're shooting him from Mars.
From Mick Mars?
It's like the Hubble telescope.
Whoa!
Everything is so tortured. Right?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Yabba dabba do? Did he just say yabba dabba do?
Yabba dabba do? No!
You know what? I'm sure it sounded better in person.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, because they were drunker.
Rob, what do you think would happen if you posted an article on Metal Injection tomorrow saying Vince Neil announced his retirement? Like, do you think he'd see the reaction and be like, you know what? Maybe I should.
I should just will it to existence.
Yeah.
Do you think he should do David Lee Roth song so that way he can just go bozy bozy bop titty bop and then it'll just be the right, or even if he's off by a little, who cares, because it's just nonsense.
That's fine. Or just instant, like not even like a farewell tour, just like, yeah, I'm just gonna stay home.
Do you think if he sings bozy bozy bop titty bop that it'll come out as real words? Like it'll have the reverse effect?
Accidentally, it'll make sense.
Yeah. He'll start like quoting Charles Dickens.
Oh.
This is so bad. Let's try it. Let's do this last one.
Oh, my God.
You can move on. I love the contrast between the real Vince and then the backing track is so stark.
Well, because the backing track is from what, like 1989?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just hilarious how, like, when you hear it, you know, it's just, whoa. It never goes back the other way because there's a pause when the track ends. So you never hear him become shitty again after the good part.
All right. That was. You can catch Motley Crue on tour next summer and pay like $500 to hear Vince Neil sing like this.
Oh, who cares? Or you could use that as your opportunity to go to the bathroom, get a hot dog.
Well, you can go home at that point. I think they're
the headliners.
How long is his show roughly, would you say?
The solo show?
Whatever the time he's on stage.
I would say typically it's probably half hour, 45 minutes. This was probably a shorter set because it's just he's playing like a guest spot at this Grand Prix.
I still don't think I can stretch out getting a hot dog for like 25 to 30 minutes, though.
There's going to be lines.
No, there's lines, and also you meet up with a friend. You talk a little. You catch up.
Fair.
I wouldn't want to be friends with anybody who would pay to go to that show.
You know, people are there for all different reasons. You know, somebody's very ill and just wanted to see I would go. Come on.
All right.
My friend's really sick.
They're there for racing and just Vince Neil happened to be there.
That's
right.
Well, I wouldn't want to hang out with anyone who likes racing either.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a whole other.
I mean, maybe someone who watches it occasionally, but if they're like amped up to go to a race fest, we probably don't have a lot in common. Mm-hmm.
All right. In technology news, I feel like this piece of equipment was created specifically for the Metal Injection Livecast. And it's a new pedal, a guitar pedal.
Might have to get this for Noah.
Every note is turned into a fart sound. Rip a solo with a guitar sound. Every note into a fart sound.
I thought this had to be sexual.
Well, for some people.
Mm-hmm. Is there a demo here?
Yeah, there's a YouTube.
Oh, can't wait.
Link.
Right up our alley.
So it turns your guitar sounds to fart sounds.
Yes.
And
there's a knob that you could go from wet to dry, so you could modulate what kind of fart.
This guy they got.
And
this is the
guy who invented it.
I guess so.
I'm assuming so. Yeah.
He looks like he has the kind of diet where he could just rip them out, like just do it without the pedal, without the guitar. Okay.
Okay, that's a clean tone.
Yeah.
Very dirty tone coming up. Okay.
He's playing right now for our audio listeners.
Yeah, so it's just a fart. Why do you need the guitar? It's just a fart box. Like, what is this doing?
So are these his sounds?
Oh, you mean like, can you put your own farts into this?
No.
Are they
playing
his
this
farts
old man's farts? You want me to have a pedal of this old man's farts?
The Kickstarter explains that he collaborated with, quote, an award-winning sound design company in Chicago to develop bespoke custom fart noises for which I hold the exclusive license.
What fucking award did they win? The fucking, like, Chicago Chili Bake Off?
Imagine the engineer waking up and seeing his agenda for the day and this is it, recording some old man's farts.
You get the smell with it? The smell come out of that box? Like rotten eggs?
The pedal is, quote, tailored specifically for a guitar amplifier and tuned for exceptional live or studio performance. It has a wet and dry toggle and an output knob that adjusts how strongly each fart blows into the mix of the input's guitar tone.
See, if I could be serious for a second, like, I don't... All right, so it doesn't sound like a guitar tone making farts like out of a guitar. It just sounds like farts, which is useless to me. Like,
here's a demo of Johnny B. Good from a friend of the show, Chuck Berry.
Very remedial version. Nope. Farts. It's not like farts being produced from guitar strumming. You know what I mean? It's like
it is. That's what activates them.
I know, like literally, that's what it is. But it just doesn't sound like a guitar being transformed into farting.
Right.
Like, yeah, I wish you could tell what the song was that was being played by the fart.
By
but
the
it's
fart.
Not. It's just.
How do I know that's Stairway to Heaven? It doesn't. Just random farting. Yeah, because he's playing. He stops hitting the pedal. That's how you know.
Yeah. We should send some constructive notes back
to
this Kickstarter.
The technology is still raw, but I feel like one day we'll get there.
It's ripe. It's not ripe yet.
Okay, that's
See, that's a rare creative use of this pedal, because like you can't play a song with it, but when
you know it kind of does sound like Highway to Hell.
Okay,
hold on.
Back. Sorry.
Okay.
Guess if I squint, I can kind of hear it. I want to hear like.
Don't squint too hard, because you might.
How much does this cost?
It's a Kickstarter. Let's see.
It's a kickfarter.
Let's see. I'm trying here.
Oh, God. I'm not donating to this.
Oh, do you have the pedal? Is
yes.
that the pedal?
That's it. I'm playing guitar right now.
$30,000 gold.
Hmm.
It's
I guess to like mass produce the pedal.
I gotta know how much this. Oh, there's like no set amount. You just pay what you want to pay, right?
Well, there's got to be levels. Like there's got to be a level where you actually get the pedal.
Here we go. 165 for
this. How much is a typical guitar pedal, Noah?
It depends on if it's like a name brand, if it's designed after someone.
Well, what's an average? What's a cheap one? What's a cheap pedal?
Let's say $80.
Okay. So this is like a nice pedal.
And then the name brand. What's the name brand pedals? How much for that?
It could be, I don't know, like $250 or something.
And Rob, if I may ask, what is the lowest tier at which you receive a pedal? So some of them were like, they'll do a song for you with the fart pedal.
I think it was that 165.
Was it? That's a lot, man. Because it's not doing anything. It's a fart box. It's the same.
Yeah.
I got these drops here. It's the same as that. It's just the same shit.
Right, for 165, you can have Darren come to your house and play fart sounds.
Depends where they live. I mean,
new Patreon tier, $165. Darren will come.
That was a very pregnant pause, Noah. You could have Darren come.
I'm pregnant.
To your house.
Wait, you're paying me to fucking have an orgasm?
Yes.
Okay. Wait, I don't know if I want to go to these people's houses. I'd do it over Zoom.
Yeah, like a little tubing.
Well, it's not tubing if you're aware of the tubing.
Well, he was aware of it, too. He just didn't know that his camera was on.
Yeah.
I'm saying if the others know, then you're not tubing them.
Mm.
It's his fault for not monetizing it.
Exactly. Get permission. Name means name.
Randy Rainbow would have paid for that.
He would have praised Jeffrey Tubin the day before, wrote a song about it, the day before he took his penis out. And then have to backpedal. Oh, I'm going to delete my Twitter now that I just said Jeffrey Tubin was awesome.
That's also a drop.
Well, since we're talking about pee and poop and all that, I feel like something we can talk about.
Oh.
Man poops out of penis due to rare condition.
Due to rare condition?
Due to.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Our Father who art in heaven.
A 33-year-old man pooped from his penis and experienced rectal ejaculation.
No.
What source? Who's reporting this item?
The Daily Beast.
This is from the very reputable
The
Times
Daily
Now
Yeast.
News.
Okay, so it's not the New England Journal of Science, right?
No. There's video. There's or
what?
Photo.
What?
Excuse me.
The photo.
Of what
kind?
One man, one cup.
Jesus Christ. Yeah,
let me just share the screen.
Are we going to get kicked off of the streaming platform?
No, it's we're gonna make a lot of money, Noah. Quite the opposite.
We're gonna launch a new OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I am on record saying I don't believe this is possible. This is either a hoax or the reporter has been duped.
A 33-year-old from his penis and experienced rectal ejaculation. Do you notice the unusual symptoms? For 2 years, they decided.
Oh.
This is a doctor.
Hold on. So not only he pooped from his penis, his bodily functions reversed, and his cum started coming out of his tuchus, you're saying?
Correct.
So that's a double the shock to me. You didn't mention that before. He was fitted with a Foley catheter when he was thrown off the top of a cage by the Undertaker.
A man who began to poop from his penis and experienced rectal ejaculation has to seek medical attention. The 33-year-old noticed a number of medical issues over a period of 2 years, such as fecal matter in urine, passing a substantial amount of urine, and semen from the anus.
Okay.
So it was only like little bits of
But it's still, it took, so he, this guy came from his asshole and it took him 2 years until he had pain in his balls to go see a doctor about that.
Well, here it says when the man experienced pain in his testicles for around a week, that's when he decided to visit a doctor. That showed he had a urinary,
out of his test, his penis.
He had a urinary tract infection and also had a problem with his rectal wall.
Yeah, I would say so.
Doctor did a CT scan and found a, quote, gasp, after which further tests revealed he was revealed to be something called a fistula. Great band name. A fistula is an abnormal passageway between the man's urethra and rectum. The connecting passage was causing the semen to pass from his anus and the feces from his penis. That's how it's written.
British version of feces.
Feces. The doctor ruled out possible infections such as tuberculosis and inflammatory bowel disease. The man denied having suffered rectal trauma or penetration. He did not even have any abdominal surgery.
Yeah.
Doctors eventually found out that the man had been in a 3-week coma 2 years ago after cocaine and PCP intoxication. It was around this time that he began to observe the unusual symptoms. That'll do it.
No side effects. Rob, does that deter you from trying cocaine?
No.
Yeah, I feel like if they would have used this, remember, like when they used to do DARE or like anti-drug campaigns, this is how you do it.
I mean, I feel like just as many people would be titillated by this idea as would be scared off by it.
Yeah, you only got to go to the bathroom with one part of your body now.
Ugh.
I mean, if you had something come out of a different hole than was meant to come out of, that wouldn't freak you out?
The first time. It didn't freak this guy
out
until 2 years later.
I mean, if you pooped boogers.
If I pooped boogers?
Yeah.
Great. I hate when boogers come out of my nose.
Yeah.
I think if there's the other way, it'd be worse because you smell the shit coming out. Boogers are, to me, the least pleasurable. Anything coming out of my nose or mouth. I hate coughing and I hate sneezing. So if I could do that out of my asshole, like, you know, farts really don't serve any purpose for your body, but
so hard as the cough your butt makes.
Wait, hold on a second. So, you know, sneezing is involuntary. It's very hard to catch it and control it.
Right.
So if you sneezed out of your butthole, you'd be okay with that, like not having the control over it?
Sure. Well, you fart sometimes when
you'd always have moist underpants, though.
Diaper? I don't know. Like, if everyone did that, though, right? Like, it'd be normalized. So
No, but just you.
That's a good question.
You get a lamp, right? Like you find this lamp at some like, and you get a wish, and your wish will come true, and this is it.
I have some things in the pecking order above coughing out of my fucking, sneezing out of my asshole. But I would say like if my wishes were explicitly limited to changing the orifices from which body functions emerge, then yes, that would be a good, if I had to change something, might be that.
Okay.
Good to know.
Yeah, because it's just so unpleasant. Don't you guys hate sneezing? Isn't it just so, it just disrupts your day?
I love sneezing.
Especially
it's like, it's like one-sixth orgasm.
Maybe it's different for a woman, I guess. because like everything vibrates.
I don't. I hate multiple, like when I sneeze like four times in a row, but I don't mind sneezing.
I just hate it. I feel like it's something that reminds me of my mortality. Like it's like a part of my body that, not that I'm going to die from sneezing, but it's like, it's something that my body is just doing against my will. And I hate that.
Mm. Yeah, I'm kind of into that. So I like it.
That's, we're all about different perspectives on this show.
And nothing feels better than blowing your nose. Well, I think a good shit feels better than blowing your nose. Well, a few things feel better than blowing your nose, but it feels good to blow your nose.
Wouldn't
loogie out of there.
Or pick.
I'll tell you what feels good is when you preempt a sneeze by blowing your nose. Because like, I took ownership of that sneeze, and I expelled the offending material on my own. You're coming out, and I don't wait for my body to forcibly expel it. That feels great. Sometimes it doesn't work, though.
I don't do it.
You don't sneeze?
I don't blow my nose.
Ever?
What?
No.
So what do? Do you just suck it in?
Swallow?
Yeah. I don't like how it feels to blow my nose.
What? Oh my gosh.
Like
all the
never
years
liked
I've
it.
Known... This is something new.
I feel like
feel?
I've mentioned, I must have mentioned this on the show at some point.
How do you
feel
about this doing it involuntarily? Like the sneezing blowing your nose for you. Does that bother
you? Yeah, that's fine.
That's so strange because to me it's the same thing other than who's the agency of it.
I like other – it's sort of like someone else doing the work for me. And that someone else is me still, but it's not me. You know what I mean?
And don't you get annoyed like when you sneeze like, you know, 8 times within a 60 minute – you know, like when it's –
That very rarely happens.
That I do get annoyed with. Yeah, I will concede to that.
Especially when you're trying to talk to somebody about something and you're like, so anyway, and I was like, you can't ever get it out, you know?
I'm thrilled for any excuse to not have to talk to somebody. So that it's, once again, that's like my body bailing me out.
But Sid, that makes you take longer to have to deal with this fucking asshole that you're talking
to. Or maybe I sneeze right on the person and they walk away.
Good point.
And then I act like I didn't do it on purpose.
I can't ever stump you at misanthropy. You're just too good at it. You can't. Impossible.
I'm a pro, Darren. It's like trying to dunk on Dikembe Mutombo. Can't do it. It's his job to stop people from doing that.
Well, let's take a minute to talk about our Spotify picks. Every week on the show, we each pick a song and we add it to what we call the Metal Injection Livecast Music Break. You can search for it on Spotify. It's a pretty large playlist, and we picked a bunch of songs, and it's always fun to see what we pick, I think. Just put in live cast music break, it'll come up as the playlist. I'll go first. I picked a song called Flamingos by Softhead. We've been listening to a lot of lo-fi music lately.
That's also the only thing Rob will do on a first date. He only does Softhead.
Oh, I thought you were going
to
say lo-fi.
He needs to know you better if you want anything besides Softhead.
Yeah. If you start
very
getting
gentle.
I'm out of there.
They call him a gentle giant.
Episode title is Gentle Giant, by the way.
I've been listening to a lot of lo-fi playlists.
I like the, sorry, name means name. But make it
oh, yeah, that's also a good one.
Glad you interrupted me for that, Darren. That was important.
Ah, come on.
I'm here wow. Talking about this song.
Let me get it out. Like a sneeze.
To be fair, the song's probably not
DJ.
That
But I really like the song because it combines lo-fi and flamenco. I thought it was a very unique take on both.
Flamenco or flamingo?
Yeah,
flamingo.
It sounded like you said flamingo.
Flamenco.
Okay.
No, flamenco.
For interrupting and correcting you now?
At least it's on topic.
Oh,
wait,
okay.
You did say flamingo.
Is
what?
It flamingo
the
like the bird?
The song is called Flamingos, and it combines flamenco and lo-fi.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
I thought
I'm
you
with
maybe
you,
thought
Sid.
The musical genre was called flamingo. And then we had to just
drop
everything.
I didn't think that at all.
Oh, no.
All right. Darren, what did you pick?
I picked the cover song by a band I never heard of before. I just randomly stumbled across it on the internet, and it's great. It's a cover of Bonnie Tyler's Holding Out for a Hero, which is made into sort of a not prog metal, more like and like tech metal, you know. And,
oh, awesome! And, it's already a pretty rocking song.
Yeah, I love Bonnie Tyler. Bonnie Tyler is one of my favorite '80s songstresses. So, and this guy belts it out, and a lot of times you'll hear it like a man singing a song about a woman holding a torch for a man, and they change it to be hetero. And he doesn't do that at all. He just completely throws himself completely into it. And it's fantastic. So I highly recommend this. His name is Little V. Never heard of this guy before, but check it out. It's awesome. It's great. It's just, and completely changes the song. It's something we always say with covers. It's like nice. The song is the same, the arrangement, you know, but not the arrangement, but the melody and all that stuff. But he just arranges it to be his own type of music, which I love in covers.
Sid, what did you pick?
I picked the song Big Exit by PJ Harvey from her album Stories from the City, Stories from the Sea, which I thought was a great album when it came out. And funnily enough, I added that to the playlist this morning. And then like an hour later, I saw that Pitchfork did this thing where they went back and like picked 20 albums that they gave reviews to back in the day. And they wanted to update the reviews to either improve them or make them worse. So this album was one of the ones that they said they gave too poor of a review the first time around, and they wanted to give it a better review.
Oh.
Like, damn right, Pitchfork. As Sid does, you follow.
Sid, did you ever see PJ Harvey live?
Yes, a couple times.
Who
fantastic.
Was she touring with? Because I remember seeing. Well, let me ask you that question first. Do you know?
Actually, I saw her three times. The first time she was opening for Live, maybe, and Veruca Salt.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was like 1995. This is one of the first shows I ever went to. And she was the first act, and it was at Jones Beach, and I was one of the only people that stayed to watch her.
Mm.
Then I saw her at CMJ, and I have no memory of who opened up. I do remember that supermodel Christy Turlington was there, and she walked right by me.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I saw her at the Beacon Theater, and I also don't remember if there was an opener. I think it might have been like a night with PJ Harvey, and it was also fantastic.
The reason I ask you is because I distinctly remember going to a show and it was for some other band, and I'm almost positive it was a metal band, and PJ Harvey played
interesting
on the same bill, and I cannot for the life of me remember who it was with, but I saw, and I liked her stuff, and I was like, wow, I didn't know this. Like, I went with someone that just said, let's go to a show, and no idea who was playing or anything. And PJ Harvey was there. But I could be wrong. I am old and I smoked a lot of weed, so I could be wrong, but I feel like I remember seeing, I definitely saw her. I just feel like there was a metal band playing with her.
It's not crazy. It's very, I mean, pairing her with the band live is pretty ridiculous, other than they were both on rock radio at the time, but they're nothing alike or related in any way other than that. So it was a weird time back then for tours.
Maybe they both sneezed from their buttholes. And that's the thing they had in common.
Noah, what did you pick?
We talked about the song a couple of episodes ago, the Hellraiser mashup with Ozzy Osbourne and Lemmy. Mm-hmm. And I picked it because I recently watched Hellraiser after like many, many years of not watching it. It was such an awesome movie. I'm trying to watch a lot of horror and sci-fi movies this month in celebration of All Hallows Eve.
Mm.
So I recommend you listen to Hellraiser and you watch Hellraiser.
I watched a horror movie last night on HBO Max, Malignant. I really enjoyed
it.
Yeah, I thought it was a very – it reminded me a lot of, like, 80s horror movies, like Nightmare on Elm Street. Like, those kind of, like – it's very campy. But also, there's a lot of modernness to it. Like, there's some camera angles and effects that they use that are incredible. Like, they're, like – in the way like the Matrix kind of revolutionized it. Like, I thought they were kind of doing that kind of thing. So it really, I really, really enjoyed it. And I don't really want to talk too much about the plot because you have no idea you know what's going on, but you're like, how is this happening? Like, how are they going to explain this? And it unpacks itself as the movie goes on. So I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm going to get that in the queue somewhere because I keep hearing people saying it's good. I got one, actually. Go ahead. Sorry, Rod. I'll say something.
I was going to say, I was surprised how much I liked it because I feel like modern horror movies Most of them just go for very, like cheap jump scares, like, oh, you know, like, whereas this is more cerebral and it's just like, what the fuck? What the, like, I prefer that more like a thriller more than or gore porn. There's gore porn in this, but it's hilarious. It's not overdone.
You can use it. Look at the thing. You know, there's plenty of gore porn in that, but it's not. It's cerebral. There's a movie that I wanted to actually do on the Patreon, which is not a sequel. It's by the same director as Bubba Hotep. And it's nothing to do with Bubba Hotep. Same director, and it's called John Dies at the End.
I've heard of that.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that movie.
And that's pretty – it's a comedy.
Movie.
It's a horror comedy, but it's got a lot of – it's got some gore porn in it, but that is a real head fuck, and I would love to all of us to watch that one maybe one day.
Cool. Awesome. All right. Well, as we wind down, I want to make a quick mention of our Patreon. And I mentioned it in the show. We just posted the first part of our October series of Thrashing It or Thrashing It, the Thrash or Trash, the first half of the Metallica covers album, the Metallica Blacklist. Some of the covers are, most of the covers are brutal. Some of them are actually pretty good.
In a bad way. Clarify.
Yeah, brutal, like not good. Like, oh God, why is this? Why is
it's
this
brutal with a U, not with two zeros.
Correct. So you could do that. And every month we try to do two bonus episodes. We have a bunch of fun stuff from the archives. We have watch alongs. We have fantasy drafts of various kinds, and lots of fun episodes. And you get access to video versions of our weekly free podcast. So you can get all that for $5 a month at patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. If you want to support the show and don't necessarily have $5 a month to blow, you can always support the show by liking our social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. You could give us a nice review on your podcast app of choice or tell a friend when there's a funny segment that you think they would enjoy. Pass it along to them. That would help out a lot. And there's some folks on our Patreon that are really into it, so much so that we consider them our top livecast fans. What are we? And how can you be a top livecast fan? You donate $10 a month. You get everything in the $5 tier, and you get a shout-out at the end of the show, which is right now. How are we shouting this out, folks?
Out of breath, Vince Neil?
Yeah, I was going to say a Vince Neil impersonation.
Ugly. All
right. We want to thank them, right?
All right. I want to thank Eric. I don't know where I'm going with this.
That's so far totally on track, even with the self-doubt.
Benjamin, El Judorino, Dan O'Clock Destroyer, Sam I Am, Mini Millions, Keeper.
You're not out of breath enough.
Let me take while you catch your breath. I was gonna say, let me do a cameo of Vince Neil while you're catching your breath.
Okay. Hey, sensation, Nick K. Godstopper, man. So thank you very much for doing the thing and Dr. Feel Good and Dallas Robert Vampiro. I just want to say, girls, man, keep on rocking. Hugo likes tacos. Thank God Hugo likes Motley Crue because no one else is going to give us money. And Landon Danks and the Croy Yabba Dabba Doo, that the feel good. Oh, no, I'm out of breath again. Go ahead, stage, live stage, Vince Neil, go.
Rob, he means you.
Oh, there's more?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Doug Pigman, we're up to.
I want to give Doug Pigman a shout-out on the right now. Scooby-Doo, what did he do? Our little Frankenstein. Doo-doo-doo, Douglas, who are you? Let me find. Hey, I'm Josh, Dr. Pigman.
I want to say you did that great. You know why? There's a nice touch. You did. They got to the part where it's the backing track, and you sounded better.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's our show. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. We love you. We kiss you. And we're going to miss you.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Recording stopped.
Yay, that was great. That flew by.
Did you stop the stream?
Yes, I did. I stopped the stream first, then I stopped the recording. Okay, so I took notes to write down what the clips were,
great.
And I don't remember. It makes no sense. Okay, I did a poon joke. Sid said it.
Poon?
It says poon joke.
Oh, did you have time checks?
No.
I don't remember a poon joke, but all right.
Fuck.
Time checks are important, because if you give me an area, I can just figure out what you meant, you know?
Well, it was after Jordan. Wait. It's when something about David Lee Roth,
the tattoo and David Lee Roth pussy eating.
Oh yes, you made a joke about how like a tour of fake poon eating.
Yeah, people who pretend to eat pussy. Yeah.
Okay, I thought yeah.
The
tattoo
got back together because they heard David Lee Roth was retiring, and they thought
yes.
There was a void to be filled in people who pretend to eat pussy.
Okay, so I thought that was a funny one. In fart pedal, tech is raw?
When I said that the technology is raw and they're still working it out and that it's going to get better.
And then the Darren comes on Patreon.
Something from the Dark Saga interview, if there's something particularly stand out there.
I liked in the end when he like sang or whatever, like when we wrapped it up or, you know,
yeah.
And we could say that we gave him a chance.
You're right.
I can
Rob.
Hear you, Darren.
Yep. I'm just sorry. I got distracted by an email.
I said we can get some money if they ever blow up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to be like, hey, you don't know what we did for Chelsea Grin.
Oh my God. That's right.
Sure.
Man.
It's the live cast bump.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, are they dead? Maybe we did do something for them.
All right. So, Noah, just let me know when it's on the Dropbox and if you can upload the video for Darren.
On
a Google Drive or something.
Not on Dropbox?
I don't think there's enough space on the Dropbox.
There's a lot of stuff that we can delete. I deleted some of it. It's just I downloaded it to my hard drive to be safe, but it's just stuff that we don't really need if you look in there. I didn't want to just delete it and not have it in case for some reason. Some of it is clips that I already had on my computer too.
Yeah.
Like the Steve Harvey moral barometer and some other stuff like that. Just see, go through it for like 5 minutes and see if you, none of that stuff is anything that we need, except there were some advertiser clips that maybe you want to keep those.
Most of those I think like I've already sent off, so you can delete them.
Okay, so let me delete.
Yeah, but if you don't,
sure
you
don't
get
wanna...
if you go to drive no if you go to drive.google.com, you get like 5 megabytes of space to upload something, and you could just upload it there, send it to Darren, share it with Darren, with his Gmail. Oh my God, Darren, LOL at Gmail, and then once he downloads it, you can delete it. So I do it.
Okay.
See y'all on Saturday.
Let me know if you have any problems with that, and just I guess text me when.
I don't know if I'll have enough. Because my Google Drive is full and I don't want to buy storage, but it's fine.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine.
No. I don't want to. Maybe Mega Upload. You could upload to Mega Upload for free. Mega.nz.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
See you Saturday.
Bye.